You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report with you boys. We were talking already about all the storms last night, the hail, the injuries.
Horrible.
So many people, especially those people out at Red Rocks for the Louis Tomlinson concert, just getting smashed by tennis ball size hail. Just, ugh.
Brian, one of our listeners out in Highlands Ranch, just sent some pictures of his car, and it is beat to hell.
Oh,
it is
man. Dented
and dinged, windshield smashed. I said, maybe it's just the lighting. It won't look that bad out in the sun. I don't know.
You know, we've talked before about businesses that rely on the misery of other people, and car repair or dent repair places are one, and roofers and...
Yep.
Oh, man. Anyway, we could be getting more storms today, just be aware, but it's supposed to dry out for the weekend. We'll see. Jer, after 2 years of incredible free promotion from every media outlet in the state, including us, Casa Bonita will officially open for dinner tomorrow and Saturday.
Yeah, I'm seeing that. So that's exciting. Officially open.
Tomorrow night, Saturday, then they close again. Then they'll open again June 29th to July 1st. And then, you know, it's like a staggered opening schedule. Timed entry tickets are available. One of my friends on social media posted her little, I guess, ticket to get in for six people.
Okay.
And she's like, I got in.
Huzzah.
Prices. Are you ready?
Yeah.
$40 for adults, $25 for children ages 3 to 12. Up to 8 people per group can purchase tickets at a time. Each ticket includes an entree, a soft drink, and sopapillas. For your $40, you want booze, you pay extra.
And there's also an additional 15% service charge that they're tacking onto all that stuff, too, it looks
okay.
like.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's all right. The food's supposed to be delicious now. The food's not going to suck.
Somebody did a comparison of the prices before the pandemic and now. And it was like an all-you-can-eat for $17, and now it's $40.
Yeah, it'll be worth it. Okay. That's fine.
You give what you pay for, right?
Yeah.
Plus, you know, with all the
experience now.
With all of the, like we were talking about, the free publicity, I mean, they could probably charge $100 a ticket, and they would get it. For right now.
Right now, yeah. The nostalgic factor is huge right now.
Through the roof.
Through the roof. So
through
they'll get that money.
Through the hail-damaged roof.
They'll get that money.
Former Bronco Bill Romanowski, remember him? And his wife Julie are said to owe more than $15 million in back taxes after the Justice Department claims they illegally diverted funds from one of their businesses, so-called businesses, to pay personal expenses, including, I have what they were using the money to pay for, $10,000 a month rent on their home.
Ooh.
Wow, that's going to be a nice house.
Yeah.
Plus, paying rent for their adult children, along with nail salon, hair, plastic surgery, day spa, and chiropractic appointments,
Ruh-roh.
Pet food, groceries.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, all of it. You can't do that. Bill won 2 Super Bowls with the Broncos. The thing is, Julie Romanowski was a regular guest on this show for several years, and we always had a great time with her on the show. The thing that I took away and remember the most is that she had the biggest rock I have ever seen on someone's finger.
Oh, really?
Law, massive.
Huh.
What else is going on? I got the story here about the submersible, but I... It's so depressing. It's just so depressing. You know, we're about at the point where now the air is running out. And not only that, but one of these experts was giving a talk about, like, what we were talking about yesterday. It's the CO2, you know, buildup in there. It's the carbon dioxide that they are exhaling that is essentially going to poison them.
Yeah.
I just can't even fathom, if you'll pardon the pun, I cannot fathom what has been going on inside that vessel, just, if it is still intact.
It's panic, terror, sadness. Within the last little few minutes or so, there's been news releases out saying, like, it is officially now that they've run out of air. It's at the time where they officially have no more air left in there. So
yeah, it's
probably going to move from a rescue mission to a recovery mission now.
And how do you do that?
Sadly, I don't know. You just
I mean, it's 12,000
feet. Just
well, it's 2.5 miles down.
They'll find it and then just bring it back up, I guess.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I feel for the family and friends of those
man.
People.
Horrible.
Shifting gears, summer jobs for teens. They're listing, according to some experts. What makes you an expert on being a teen summer job person? I don't know.
I don't know.
They say camp counselor is number one, babysitting number two, being a tutor number three, dog walking, sure, and then the one that I did, mowing lawns.
Hey, okay, those are solid.
Maybe that's another reason why I don't like doing it as an adult, Jeremy. I did it so much as a kid to make money.
Right. Yeah, yeah, you're over it.
Did you have any summer jobs as a teenager before
as
you started working?
As a teenager.
At the engraving place, or did you just take your allowance from your parents?
I didn't get an allowance, but I think, yeah, just I went right into just a job at the mall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember pushing a big lawnmower that was bigger than me, going around knocking on doors. Would you like for me to mow your lawn? Maybe it won't be long before the robots are doing all of that for us. There's a story out this morning that I find fascinating. It's not so much about what AI is learning to do, it's how it's learning to do it. So at Carnegie Mellon University, the scientists there have started teaching artificial intelligence to do various chores around the house, teaching them the same way that we learn things, Jeremy. They're sitting them down and making them watch YouTube videos.
Okay, yeah, why not? Learn
why
it.
Why not is right.
Learn it.
So they're showing these AI programs how-to videos. Then what they do is they link the program into a physical robot, and then the robot copies what the AI learned from watching the video. And so far, what they're having them do, all pretty simple tasks, but it was able to learn all of them. And, you know, all it will do is increase as time goes by. I was writing about this for the Mindbender Club mailer that'll go out in a few hours. And the thing is, we could get to the point where it's just going to be doing open heart surgery. But wouldn't you also just be happy if it just did your damn laundry for you?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah.
You know, all this talk about, oh, I'm terrified of AI. As soon as I say AI will do your dishes and your laundry for you, suddenly everyone's like, oh.
Oh, tell me more. I get some of my time back. I'm in.
I love it. But it's learning by watching YouTube videos. And that, we are not that different, are we? We're just not that different.
We're not, man.
What else is trending?
Well, a record 36.3 million visitors made their way to the Mile High City last year, marking a 15% increase over the previous year. And people be dropping some cash, about $9.4 billion for the city. So tourism is hot and it is good. For this this city of ours.
Did they break it down into what the people were coming here
for? Well, they were talking about, you know, how many stayed overnight, you know, restaurants, hotels, blah, blah, blah. Then, yes, they do have the attractions. The number one, of course, Red Rocks, which is nice and washed clean this morning. So Red Rocks made the list. The zoo, the aquarium, Nature and Science Museum, Botanic Gardens, Meow Wolf. The Rockies made the list? What?
What?
Huh?
Okay.
Are you sure about that one? The Art Museum, DCPA, Union Station. So all the biggies. People are just rolling through, checking out the sights of Denver. And, you know, if you sit back, you know what? I've been here my entire life. But, you know, if you do stand back and just kind of look at this list, you're like, you know, we do have some really cool things here in the city that people can come and check out. So that's very cool. And we're making some bank off these visitors. So that's great. A hot dad summer. It's a good time to be a hot single dad. New survey from dating.com shows that about 60% of all the single ladies are open to dating single dads, Dom.
Huh.
Nice. They say women are less willing to put up with indecisiveness, uncertainty, and immaturity. I know all those guys. Yeah. And a single dad, more likely to be stable, responsible, mature, and less likely to play games. And that is extremely appealing to the ladies out there, it sounds like.
I was a single dad for many years.
Yeah. Did you find that women found that so desirable and so attractive? Or a nuisance?
I guess I never really brought it up.
Oh, you didn't bring it up?
No. I didn't bring up like how they felt. They went out with me. They knew I was a single dad and they went out with me. So apparently it was okay.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
All right. And do I tell you anything else about that? Nah. Single dads, go get you some. Have some fun. This is a weird combination for today. Today is National Kissing Day and National Onion Ring Day. So kind of a weird combination. Probably don't want to eat those onion rings before you go out smooching those single dads today. Dom, if you could kiss anybody you want, who would you kiss?
Who would I kiss? Because I kicked out my old, celebrity crush.
Yeah.
Maybe Princess Kate.
It's pretty good. Kissing royalty.
Kissing royalty. That's she's, good. I like her.
Yeah.
And she's attractive. And I would be kissing a future. Was she going to be queen or will she have one of those funny titles?
I don't know. This is America.
Anyway,
I don't know.
Who do you want to kiss?
I think
you always have Megan Fox.
No, I think I'm going to go with Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I'm oddly attracted to Taylor Swift lately. It's very weird. And then probably that one really hot checker at Costco.
I know what you're talking about.
I kind of lust for every time I'm in there.
I know what you're talking about.
I would kiss her. Hey, how about the flavor of summer?
Well, you're going to make me spend the next 30 minutes thinking about that.
Yeah. Who do you want to smooch? Who do you want to lock lips with? Everybody think about that. I actually posted that on my Facebook page today saying it was National Kissing Day and who do you want to make out with?
I should make it next week's poll question.
I wonder how many lamos are going to be like, I only want to kiss my wife.
Oh, you know.
My husband.
If I made that the poll question, 30% would say that.
I just want to kiss my
spouse. I can't participate in this because I'm married.
This is rude. This is not a good thing to post and put out there. This is you're promoting infidelity.
If I threw that out there to my wife, she wouldn't even hesitate. She'd probably rattle off six names.
Yeah, she would.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, there's an official flavor to summer. Did you know that? The official flavor for 2023?
Hawaiian punch?
Peaches. Peaches is the big flavor for 2023. It's in everything now. There's a peach Chick-fil-A drink. The amount of beers I'm seeing with peach. Mocktails. Liquid Death. I'm a big fan of the Liquid Death drink. There's a peach tea now.
My pro tip for you, for those of you who want to cut back on sugars and carbs, is to get the Crystal Light Peach Mango Green Tea.
Pretty solid.
It's good. Mix that with a little bit of Fresca. It's 2/3 peach mango green tea to 1/3 Fresca, and it makes
pretty good.
Cool, delicious little summer treat.
Put a little ice in there and have the bubbles tickle your nose.
Fill it up with ice, yeah.
Do you put a little sprig of mint in there or anything with that?
No, I hate
putting
mint in
a little slice of fruit on the rim
of the
glass?
Not a mint
fan. No? Mm-mm. Not a mint fan? I like a little mint in there. That sounds like a very tasty, refreshing drink, DT.
I'd like to offer that to Princess Kate right now.
Oh, yeah. You want some of this Fresca, girl? Clickbait time.
Oh, okay.
Clickbait.
There's two things on there you need to check out today, and they're both animal related, so all the animal lovers are gonna go crazy. It's Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. One is a small dog in Texas that had to be rescued by firefighters on Monday because it got stuck behind a toilet. Stupid little dog. Anyway, there's pictures of that. And how about this pet tortoise that went missing 2 years ago and they found it 5 miles away from the house.
It's a great story.
It's a slow-moving turtle. Anyway, kind of a couple cute stories. They're on our Facebook. Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
There you have it. That's what's trending with your boys in the morning.